Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Stephanie Cofaro, who is an interior architect and is working with Surfaces this year. Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about your involvement with this year's Trends Home at Surfaces. Before we get into that, let me get a little background on you. You're an interior architect from Wisconsin originally, but you spent some time in New York and in China and in Italy. So you love to travel, don't you?
I do. I do. It's a big source of inspiration and excitement for me. Travel is one of my favorite things.
And how did you get introduced to Informa and get involved with this Trends Home?
Well, in mid-2016, I've been working with a company called Pompeii C3, and I worked with them in New York City as well, and they received the call from Informa, and they thought it was a great opportunity. They were super excited about it. So together, I work with them, and I also have my own little boutique firm. So together, we have been working on this project, so that's kind of how I was introduced.
Okay, and Floor Focus for many years has been a sponsor of the Trends Hub, and so we're anxious to see what the Trends Home is. Tell us a little bit about how it's different this year.
Sure. You know, this is my first experience with Surfaces, but in years past, from my understanding, there were a lot of smaller material samples, a lot of material boards, just lots of little bits and pieces that were brought together. Mm-hmm. This year, we really wanted to create a full immersive experience. So the Trends Home kind of looks at all of these, you know, really exciting things that we're seeing for 2017 in flooring and stone and color, and it brings it together in a big, grand, life-sized scale so that we are seeing these materials not in a sample size, but in how you would actually be seeing them in your home or in your office or, what you know, whatever application they may be. So it's much more lifestyle-oriented.
Mm-hmm. And so it takes on more of what a home would look like on the interior?
Correct.
All right. So are you doing several vignettes so that you can use the different types of flooring?
Yes. I'm super excited because we set ourselves up like a home. We have a kitchen, we have a dining area, and we also have a living room. And everything is interconnected. It's really got a great flow to it. It's very open, so it invites people in on all sides. I think it's a big departure and something new, and I'm really happy with how it's turning out so far.
Okay. So I guess you had to learn a lot about flooring to be able to get involved with this, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm learning a lot about a lot of different materials. There's been a ton of research on my end, and many companies I'm learning about. So there's a big education factor for me. You know, as a designer, you're exposed to a lot of things, but when you kind of get involved in these exhibitions, you learn how much more there really is to it.
Yeah. How did you pick the various materials that you used in your home?
Well, the materials we selected, there were a couple of things I was looking for. So first, before I even selected materials, it was really important to me to identify which trends we really wanted to speak to, mm-hmm. both in materials and kind of on a broader lifestyle spectrum. So the things I chose, you know, what we're looking at in 2017 is all about nature and kind of this, your home or your space is your sanctuary, some tactile, textured flooring and other like surface materials. So that was a big factor in how I selected. You know, I was really looking for things that had personality. And generally, I would say, you know, last year we saw a huge rise in kind of this Nordic trend where everything's a little bit lighter. Mm-hmm. It's not going to disappear anytime soon. So that, too, was a big informer for how we move forward. Things in the gray family, blonde, you know, a little bit more natural colors. Those all kind of came into play when I was looking at flooring. And also wide planks. That's very modern.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you picked, sounds like, either a wood flooring or a wood look-alike flooring, because nowadays it's hard to tell. So you've got wood, you've got ceramic tiles. Do you have any carpet?
So we're working on carpets right now. Mm-hmm. What the big trend for carpet and rugs for this year, which I think is really cool, is instead of doing, you know, wall-to-wall carpet, a lot of people are layering rugs.
Right.
So, you know, you can layer anywhere from 2 to 4 rugs in a space to create a really textured, just impactful. You know, it's not just one solid surface. There's a lot of elements to it.
Okay, all right.
So we're working on that right now.
All right. Now, will you be in this space so that people can come by and you can talk about the design or tell me about that?
I will. I'm super excited. I will be in the Trends Home. I believe it's 2 or 3 times a day. It's going to be in the program, so mm-hmm. I don't know the exact times. But I'll be giving 15-minute trend chats to kind of talk through what we've done in the Trends Home, as well as some other things that we weren't able to convey, but that are all just as important for moving forward into this new year.
Okay, great. Well, I look forward to seeing you there and catching up with some of your designs. I appreciate you spending time with us. Been talking to Stephanie Cofera, who is an interior architect based in Wisconsin, but also with experience in New York, Italy, and China. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.